Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today's liturgy talks to us about the mysteries of the kingdom, the salvation that the Lord has made known to us, the sufferings destined for Christ, and the glories to follow. These are the mysteries into which angels long to look, and that was revealed to the prophets of old, and then now has been preached since the coming of Christ, since the fulfillment of those prophecies. And this is, as St. Peter says, has now been announced to you by those who preach the good news to you through the Holy Spirit sent from heaven. And so this is the mystery that we now profess in faith, that the holy men and women of the Old Testament professed in hope and longed to for the coming of Christ. It has now been fulfilled. And so Saint Peter says that there's now a conclusion to this, right? He says, therefore, okay, now that we have received this truth and that these mysteries have been fulfilled, he says, therefore, gird up the loins of your mind, live soberly, and set your hopes completely on the grace to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. See, now our hopes are to be completely on the second coming of Christ. They are to be completely on the fulfillment, namely our life in heaven with Christ for eternity. And this is what our Lord talks about in today's gospel. When Peter asks him, we have given up everything and followed you. Right? We're all called to do this. Every single believer in Christ is called to give up everything and follow him, at least in heart and in intention and in will. And then, of course, there will be those who will be called to do this actually and really by embracing the evangelical counsels of poverty, chastity, and obedience, of entering religious life. And again, all of this is tending towards the final culmination of all things with the second coming and our life in eternal joy in heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.